Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
10-2 on aggregate in 2 years, blood. 10-2, blood, yeah? We move to Emirates to compete with this. You call that competing? You can't compete with fucking Leicester. Don't fucking buy me.
Three minutes of added time.
We are here. We are alive. And we are free of things that we fear. Believe in yourself. Oh, sorry, wrong pod. Hello, guys. Welcome along.
That was the Jesus pod, was it? That was the Holy Trinity pod. Do it on Sundays.
The motivational Jesus pod that I do. I get mixed up every time I see you guys. Because you're quite Jesus-like, Kunal.
Yeah.
In a way.
I would say that Jesus we have crack. Similar features, I would say.
What? Skinny guy? Or what?
No one believes in you? You're imaginary?
Yeah, exactly.
Got close ties with your family?
Yeah.
Really close ties?
Yeah.
Welcome along, guys.
12 midget.
How was your weekend?
It was nice until
All right, 58-year-old man.
No, but it was a good weekend. I had a DJ gig on Friday.
Your brother's birthday?
My brother's birthday on
was
Saturday.
Okay. He proposed?
No, I had
she said no.
Did he?
She said yes.
Oh, great. And how was the family? Did he tell you he was going to do it?
No, he didn't tell anyone. He actually, you know, because there was a surprise gift for him from everyone, like a expensive coffee machine. And after he got that, he was like, okay, give me just 30 seconds. That's what she said.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. No, he said, give me 30 seconds. And then he went off and he came back.
He didn't,
and
did he?
Not and then he proposed, though. Like, in front of everyone. Like 60,
did you 70 cry?
If I cried?
Yeah.
No.
Why are you being so macho about it?
Why would I cry?
Because it's a beautiful moment. I reckon
you cry. Did you cry?
What? No, when?
When you're... isn't your brother married?
Yeah, I cried for his wife.
Wow.
I cried. I was like...
I reckon you were going to say a speech about how much you loved him and stuff. And you were just getting...
I love my brother.
That's... Yeah, no, but you were getting it all ready. And he goes, just give us 30 seconds. I'll say it. And then he said it and you were like... Oh, no, nothing. I was saying, no, I'm cool, man. Everything's good. Nice
so
story.
The weekend was okay. Then it was a good weekend. And then,
all right, mate, not all.
Then we had the Milan game.
And it's not the story of your life, pod. What's going on?
Is he
story of my life, pod.
You're on a
week.
Sofa at the moment. Lie down. Put your trousers back on. But I, do you think he's going to go?
No.
Really?
He's there to the end of the season?
They actually.
Every club says that.
No, but on the press.
Him.
No, but okay. In front of the game, before the game,
we talk about Montella's list.
Yeah, they said that he is going to stay the season out, but in his contract, details has leaked out that there's a Champions League clause. So if he doesn't take Milan to Champions League, they will release him and they will give him like 1.8 million euros.
That sounds like a very stupid clause.
No, but that it is. That's it.
Santa Claus. And
before the game, they said we will stick with Montella season out. Because there was a lot of talk about Ancelotti. Okay.
But there's just no way. If he
leaves us 10 games in a row, he's
yeah. Gone. Yeah, if you're 14.
Yeah, I agree, and all, you know, the pressure from the fans is everybody wants to see Ancelotti back.
No, I'm just That's saying what I think
the eyebrow.
I think what me and Al is saying is basically there is no such thing anymore in football to say he's going to stay end of season, no matter what.
It's like West Ham are now.
But after
West Ham apparently saying like Bilic is there to the end of the season. Koeman is apparently under a bit of stress.
Yeah.
After the weekend result.
Yeah. Yeah. But Bilic is kind of in the season. But if they struggle more and more, he'll go.
Of course.
Same thing with Ranieri with Leicester. Nobody thought he was going to go. But when he went, everybody thought, in hindsight, it was the right thing to do.
The problem with this game is that it didn't unveil the really shitty situation at Milan because Roma isn't good this year. Milan actually was the... I don't know if you catch the game. Milan was the better team. They had a lot of scoring chances. They couldn't. And then Dzeko is Dzeko. He scored. And, you know, from there onwards, it was just Roma. It was 20 minutes to go. So they're saying, Montella is saying, I like the way this was my Milan playing like I want to do. You know, it was just unfortunate and blah, blah, blah and stuff. And Mirabelli... And Fasone backing him, saying that, you know, we'll stick to Montella on the press conference.
What about your opinion?
My opinion is...
Do you think he can turn it around?
I think he's not experienced enough of handling, you know, big stars and totally new team. I don't think he's the right man for the job. But I'm not sure I want them to change during the season. I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the whole... Is it a Milan thing because you've had so much success? You're such a huge club.
Yeah.
You see all these players being bought, and then you're just like, we want instant.
Yeah, it is.
So you kind of need half a season with a new team.
Of course.
They're also demanding Champions League.
Exactly. And you know, and the other teams being strong as hell this season.
I just think the problem might be that...
It's not realistic.
And the problem is that it's okay to give time to somebody. The results are not going perfectly, but... It's just that the game they wanted them to win, they've picked up 0 points from. And I think that is the key. It's just zero.
Exactly.
It's not even a draw from those three games.
No.
It's pretty, pretty bad results.
I mean, it is.
It's really bad results. So, this is today's football. Of course, they said this for every manager they've had. Seedorf, whoever, he's going to stay. He's going to stay. Inzaghi, he's going to stay for a long time. I just think the tactic they've been using the past 4 years is obviously not working.
But...
They try to find a new pep,
I think,
whatever they're trying to find. It's not working.
I think the timing is now then, because next game is Inter, really crucial. Of course, it's a derby, and you always want to win a derby. And looking at both teams right now, Inter will crush Milan, to be honest. And there's a 14 days break now. Please, if you are going to make a change, make it now.
Yeah,
Ancelotti is available. He is open when questioned. He seems open to joining Milan.
The only reports I heard about Ancelotti, which, were you surprised by his sacking?
No.
After the PSG result, wasn't it?
I've heard that he already knew, and what he did was, before the game, he left a note in the locker room with the team, and he just left. He wasn't...
That's just rumors and stuff. But I'm just saying, with Ancelotti sacking, even before the game...
It's true, man.
And the Thursday before, he did a shit.
That's just...
And he did not flush it.
Yeah.
And everyone was like... He normally flushes it.
No, but he...
And then Kunal found the players that he has...
What did the note say? No, but the note said, this is the 11. Good luck.
You have the picture of that?
No, but listen to this. Listen.
No, but it's obviously not true.
It's true, man.
No,
this is
stupid.
The 11. Good luck.
Come on.
Is a draw.
In English or in German?
Turn it over. This is a drawing
Robin
of my penis.
Ribéry, you know, all the five players.
Listen. Those reports we've heard.
But they weren't...
Well, forget about the note or not. Just talk about... The factual stuff. He was hanging loose before the game of the sole reason they didn't like the style of play.
There's been falling out with players.
Yeah, exactly. That as well. Didn't like the style of play. He didn't like the falling out with the players. Last season, Champions League wasn't satisfying for them, and they struggled in the league a little bit. So I just think they just felt, you know, this is not working as well as it worked with the coaches they've had before. They just need a change. And I think...
And God, what a reaction they drew against Hertha Berlin. The same Hertha Berlin that Östersund.
Yes, fantastic.
Wow, Östersund.
Top of that table, the Europa
League.
Yeah.
And pretty comfortably beating Hertha Berlin. That is, you know...
He's leaving by the end of the season, the manager.
You think?
Yeah.
He For England,
it's just too much success for a
Well, they're sixth in the Allsvenskan.
Yeah, but considering the team,
but the Europa League,
he could take West Ham on. I think.
No, I think that's too big. I think he would go to either a big championship side or somebody desperate. I mean, to take a manager who's never been in the Premier League or even any kind of league.
He was in Swedish Division 2 3 years ago. So,
I don't think he'll go. No. I think it's too early.
Go. But I think that a championship side will definitely gamble on him.
Yeah.
That I believe.
Yeah.
I'd rather stay at Östersund because it's more exciting.
Europa League.
It's more exciting.
But if
they can,
but consider this
with the money they'll get, they can win Allsvenskan.
Yeah, but consider this: if he goes to see, if it stays the season, they do a good Europa League, they don't qualify to Europe next season.
Yeah.
And then the championship comes in and gives him 10 times his salary.
Of course, he's
a young manager. He's starting his career. He's already opened up eyes for him. I think it's possible. It'd be Premier League, no way. There's just no way for
that. Let's go back to Italy, and then we'll go to Allsvenskan.
Yeah, sure.
Dybala missing a late penalty.
What a game.
Atalanta.
Yeah, Atalanta.
You like Atalanta.
I like Atalanta. They have a really interesting team. They've been really successful in Europe as well. They have this Papu Gomez who is incredible.
Papu Gomez!
No, but he is just incredible, and I don't understand why Milan didn't go for him, because there were talks.
Does he have a chant like Papa, Papa, Papa,
Papu, Papu,
Papa, 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 Papa,
that wouldn't make sense.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
You should nail them. You should write a note to leave in the dressing room.
Juventus were up 2-0 after 30 minutes, and Atalanta just came back, and it was a game containing everything. You know, a disallowed goal because of a Lichtsteiner elbow. They used VAR again because there were claims that in the build-up to that goal, Mandzukic 3-1 goal, that should have been, surely would be been the decider. They said there is a clear elbow from Lichtsteiner on Gomez. And they go back in the build-up. There's a clear elbow. Yeah, you saw it. So I think that was a correct decision.
How about Lazio winning?
Lazio struggling in the first half down until, the added time in the first
Napoli.
Half. And then Napoli just crushing. It seems like some of the teams just look really, really good. Lazio, Napoli, Juventus still look really good.
I don't agree with that. Roma looks bad. I think the good thing with Roma is that if the problem, I think last season, they were a bit like Liverpool last season with the Salah moving as well. But they just seem to be a little bit more clinical.
Yeah, but this season.
I just think that there's something in that team that they'll pick up points.
They will pick up points, of sure. But they won't.
Juventus win the league.
No, but last season they had a record, 87 points. That's a Roma record. Mm-hmm. They still finished second. It's similar to what the Spurs did.
Absolutely, I see resemblance in that way.
But
they're building a team.
But they lost a lot of players, and crucial players, and they didn't replace them. Equally, and just looking to the other teams, Roma isn't that strong.
Yeah,
Roma
is strong, but Milan have bought a whole
new
team.
Yeah, and
you're struggling.
Yeah,
I just
course.
Think it's the exact opposite. For me, Roma is one of the few teams there. Napoli as well. They're more thinking about a team building situation than just buying players right
now. Yeah, of course.
And for me, it's giving results. The past couple of seasons, if you look the past 4 or 5 seasons, it's slowly gotten a bit better, or better results, or better points. I think the points haul shows
they've
actually struggled in Europe, which is surprising.
Very similar to Spurs.
Yeah.
Roma's last couple of seasons, they've been similar to Spurs. The difference is that Roma's been up there a bit longer and in periods, and they don't have as many strong teams in Italy.
But
in Italy that they had in Premier League, it's hard to budge into that top four, but they have similar kind of thing that they lose players sometimes, and you feel that they haven't really replaced them, but that's not the point of that team. I mean, they don't need a replacement for like.
But they have a new manager as well.
Yeah, but
of course I can't say anything because they beat Milan yesterday, of course. But what I want to say is there's a lot of teams ahead of Roma. I would say even Lazio is ahead of Roma. Of course,
but
Inter, Juventus, Napoli.
If you've got any money, put Roma to win the title. Anything Canal says, something opposite happens.
Yeah, but Yeah, but I'm not saying they're going to win the league because it's going to be Juventus.
Or Napoli.
But it's everyone to beat.
Napoli's top of the league in now. The same seven wins said, in seven games.
I get it. Incredible. But I called
them.
Win.
I called them. Incredible. You said they'd wobble, but I think...
Yeah,
I
but
think,
I still think Juventus will win.
Malmo winning...
Yeah. Yeah,
scoring in the second half and kind of running away from it. You, Gordon, are the ones chasing them, but it's still.
You wouldn't
know
if we're chasing them, but it's over. It's a derby between you, Gordon, and Aiko about the second spot now.
You, Gordon, teams. Have had a brilliant second half. Of the season. Crushing the other day.
Everyone,
as well,
yeah. So
but it's just when you thought if Malmo slip up here, maybe, and they've sort of got
chances.
Like 4 or 5 points close, and then they've lost. You know, That's fine. In Spain, a lot of shit going on in
Barcelona,
Catalonia and stuff like that.
Yeah, over 100 people injured yesterday with the police.
Terrible shit.
Barcelona game played in front of no people.
Yeah.
Saw the match highlights from that though.
Yeah.
Two good goals from Messi. It's 11-7. So there's a
like
lot.
Like it's an reversion of 7-11, is it?
Yeah.
Nice one. Yeah. It's a bit like
he said, "Oh, great goal when he scored."
Falcao scoring as well for Monaco. He can't stop scoring.
Yeah,
Neymar as well.
Yeah.
So all
man,
the
I saw the five. Saw their win in the week. The what was 6-2?
Yeah.
My God, when they attack, man! I mean, how good is he? Mbappe is gonna get. I don't know how if he. Can,
what's his name?
Mbappe. Mbappe. Yeah. How, I don't know how good that, but that guy's roof, I mean, the ceiling of this potential seems absolutely incredible.
I see him as a, what I've seen of him, he reminds me of Thierry Henry, just the way he plays.
Oh, yeah, a lot.
But I actually think he's going to...
More clinical, to be honest.
I mean, for that age, to be that, I mean, watch every time he comes to final third. The only critique against a lot of players is, oh, he's great, but his final ball is not great. His final ball from day one is amazing. He back.
You like his balls?
I love his balls. I think with them, three of them, and the most interesting part and the good thing, who really stepped up his game, I think Cavani shows that when he even plays with different kinds of strikers now, he's adapted to play well with all of them. So you have to give him the benefit of doubt that he is a very good center forward, number nine. He's good at that. Simple as that. Whoever he played with, PSG or Napoli, he's done well.
Yeah. Let's have a look at Premier League. Starting with the bottom, Crystal Palace again.
Yeah.
4-0. I mean, United.
Yeah.
No, but it's not that.
Fellaini in for the Ballon d'Or. you know.
No, but Crystal Palace, to be honest, what the hell's going on? They're not even... I mean, now... It is something bigger than this. New manager come in, two games, and the players are still not trying. It is not a good sign at all. They're not tracking back. It's looking diabolically comical. I mean, it is just stupid.
I looked at the league table. They're like zero, of course. And then I think the next team's like 5 or 7 points. So it's they're not cut away yet, but there is something definitely missing.
Well, yeah, I mean,
yeah, a goal.
Yeah, a goal. And I mean,
the first six games, no goals. It's never happened in football league history, any team of any league in England, which is incredibly crazy stat. And now it's seven. It's just, it's so bad. If you've watched the games, you can't see much.
Now you kind of wanted to see them go 10 games without scoring a goal. That would be a good record. That's like a Mayweather record.
I don't think this record is going to get broken for 30
I
years.
I think he might have now the international break. Unfortunately, a lot of players will be away, but maybe he might be able to get a couple of weeks in. But it's Roy Hodgson, and I don't think he's a tactical genius. So.
No, he's not a tactical genius, but at least what he used to be good at is maybe kind of team building. But I don't think they didn't need like a person who's just good at playing very, you know, stout and defensive direct. They needed like a Sam Allardyce or maybe a Benitez who shakes up the room completely and wakes fucking them into life.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell's going on? Wake the fuck up, track back, run. Do at least try, because at the moment, sometimes you see the defending, you're like, how could he be free? How the hell can he run? I mean, Fellini ran 40 fucking yards for that goal and nobody tracked back with him.
It's not like you don't notice
stupid.
His hair.
Yeah, I mean, it's just stupid.
How about, I mean, Lukaku scoring again.
Yeah, he's equalized, equaled Cole's record.
What about
Chelsea City?
Chelsea City was the kind of the big game of the day.
Yeah.
But I wanted to talk about Liverpool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Liverpool, Newcastle, because we're talking about leaky defences. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God, what a Klopp, stupid goal.
And Klopp sort of coming out saying, we got to defend better, but we, you know, I think they just...
Did you see the interview with him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he basically said that, you know, in that situation, you know, he maybe didn't see, haven't talked to him, because it's just an easy ball over the top. You cannot let that happen, because
no.
Those situations happen 90 times a game. If you let those go, then you're going to lose 7-0. And he just said, yeah, they're not bad defenders,
yeah,
because they did one bad situation. But how many times are you going to say this?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been set-piece play, of course. That's the worst Achilles heel. Everybody knows that. It's ridiculous. The stats are crazy bad. And now these kind of goals as well. But against Burnley, it was just everything. It was even the Kunal critique came in there as well, because Coutinho scored a great goal, but they missed a lot of chances. And that was the kind of game that you expected and thought, this can happen with Mohamed Salah coming to Liverpool. He'll
yeah.
create a lot. He's had a great start. But that game was a typical game where
yeah.
all of them were just missing chances right and forth, except for Coutinho, of course, who scored.
I mean, the Newcastle goal.
Did
was
you
a
see?
Bit,
did yeah, you yeah. see that sequence in the first half when Liverpool had like three or four scoring chances? You know, after I think it's
yeah,
a
I saw the game. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That for me, that's typically Liverpool right now. It's,
yeah,
like,
I mean,
it's not.
It's not clicking at
no.
all. I mean, it's The weird part is it's clicking in patches greatly, but
yeah.
they're not just. It's not just happening, and then to undo it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All, if they just had a normal defense, they would be winning games 1-2-0 and saying, oh, we could have won 4-0.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
like Tottenham had last season.
Yeah,
we won 1-0. I mean, the only we were blowing a lot of chances as well last season. I mean,
yeah.
we right and forth, hitting the post, missing, but we had defense.
Yeah.
So we were winning 1-0, 2-0. But Liverpool... they can dominate a game, and then the fucking worst, stupid, shitty ball over the top. I mean, it was a good ball from him, to be honest. But you cannot let that happen.
Yeah.
I mean...
maybe they need a striker. Joking.
They need a lot
just
of things.
Joking.
But they definitely need to get their defense sorted.
Yeah, Chelsea, Man City. Big six... you know, I don't like to talk about this, but like big six-pointer that, actually.
Yeah.
You know,
they crushed
I mean,
them.
Yeah. And those,
I think...
those
I
two...
think
teams, the Manchester teams now 5 points clear. They're on
yeah.
19.
And to be honest, I was kind of disappointed with the way Conte or Chelsea approached this game. It was, you know, it's there to win, really, because you're at home. Even though you won the title last year, you're kind of a little bit under the radar. Just give it all. It was so locked. It was like they weren't even trying to attack.
Do you think the aura of Conte's not shining as much as, say, last season?
I think he's put himself into a more problematic situation than he needed to.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is that people don't forget all the time is that Premier League is statistically as well, and you can feel it and see it in games. It's not like the other leagues in the sense that it's very difficult to retain
yeah,
the title.
It is.
That's why I never went with Chelsea in the start of the season.
I think Chelsea...
it's extremely difficult, and at the moment, if you look at it, Chelsea has not improved the squad. It's kind of the same quality,
yeah.
similar quality, but they have disproved in the other sections. I mean, he has had some annoying interviews. It reminds a little bit how Mourinho turned after one season, that, you know, it's a bit complaining about nonsense.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a bit whining about not liking London, going back to Italy.
Yeah.
Just shut the fuck up now.
No,
need to shut the fuck up, I think, because against City, they were outplayed tactically, they
yeah.
were outplayed mentally, they were outplayed physically.
But
yeah,
do you think the spotlight last year was on the Guardiola, the Klopp?
Yeah, maybe.
You know, the big kind of the flamboyant managers. And then he sort of came in, he wins the title, now it's crushing shining on him a bit, yeah. You know.
No, but I know for the fact, because what you're saying, he had a big interview in the Gazzetta as well, saying that he really misses Italy.
Yeah, why and do you there, say this?
And reports.
Well, honestly.
And I don't know if it's out in English media, but confirming that he's leaving Chelsea after this season.
Yeah, it's been in media for months, but now the last week has been a lot that he's leaving end of the season.
And the interesting point is, what I want to say, coming back to Ancelotti, is he can't go back to any team in Italy. Okay, Spalletti will surely stay for Inter, and the other team he can take on is Milan. And that's... they're saying right now that the reason not taking on Ancelotti is that they already have a deal with Conte next season, whatever happens.
But it's like, I've heard rumors that Ancelotti literally said to someone in a cafe, the only team I'll ever take is Arsenal. So,
oh, maybe.
You know, or maybe he said, I take it the Arsenal. Yeah, I don't know, something. You know.
No, he texted a guy in Ulaanbaatar.
He Snapchatted.
Wow, yeah. Guys. Okay, let's see. I just want to, for the record.
Let's see, you said... You said both managers.
You've so covered eight you, bases.
Yeah, no, you've covered with what, every manager
what,
on the planet.
What I think will happen is Ancelotti will go to China. That's what I think. And I think Conte will join Milan after this season. And also think Everton, what I said in last pod, Everton will not be in the top half.
Do you think Ancelotti, if he goes to China?
Everton won't be in the top
half. If he
goes
to China, Ancelotti, do you think he will buy fake products?
Probably.
Do you think he will just go for the real stuff, like Prada, or is he too Italian proud to buy like Chinese Prada?
No, I think he's one of the Italian guys who don't give a fuck. I think he will go with copies.
I got some Chinese Prada shoes that look like Converse. I don't know what the fuck happened there, but somebody really made a mistake. They made some Converse and it wrote Prada on it.
But how about the big game this weekend?
It was embarrassing.
No, which game are we talking about?
Dele Alli's dive.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
No. What I liked...
They're talking about Huddersfield.
Huddersfield Spurs. It was the first time we'd had a big quality team. We were outclassed. We tried to play our way. We were a bit unlucky, you know. But we actually didn't play that well. And we gave... They totally deserved it. But we didn't play as well as we can.
Yeah.
And
I think the first mistake where Kane will let to score, I think it just the air just went out of the players too early, because that was in the midst of your best spell of the game.
Yeah. But I likened it a little bit to when it's a World Cup group game and you've got one of the big teams against a smaller team, and you applaud them off, but they were beaten, you know. But for us, it's not about Spurs. It's about picking up points. Like, the next game we've got is away at Swansea. Let's try and get something there. That's what we've got to do. We've got a mini league for ourselves.
Yeah, and I think what everybody saw after a game, I think everybody kind of said the same thing. There was no like pundit who had any other kind of opinion of it, that these are not the games that Huddersfield will pick up points. And I would say against another team. And funny, I told you that, and then they said that on Match of the Day when we were talking. I said,
you left them a note.
Yeah, I left them a note, and they said that.
With 11 points.
No, but the thing is that if they were playing another team, a weaker side in the league, those first 20 minutes Huddersfield play there, they would have been 1-0 up for sure. And it would have been different against another team. The style of play they have, this would happen. We said it before the season. Some games this would happen. But this would all happen. They will play this way, and they might win one or two games against the big teams. While defending in a way they don't, they won't pick up any points. So I think this will happen. But there was so much positives in the way they played. And then the best thing about it was actually the fans were amazing. And then the Spurs fans, I saw on all the sites as well that you were cheering on. Kane went off all four sides of the ground applauding him, singing good songs. It was really, really good.
I would have preferred 3 points.
Of course,
but,
But you have to settle for that.
You would have preferred 3 points.
Then...
That's being I don't nice know how
club.
You
then being a nice
right
club. Of course I would. but yeah, I mean, like we've said before, there's the top four, top six, and then there's a couple that will sneak in and get good results.
But then we
and
have,
then there's the.
And we also have to say that we had a splendid game. I mean,
and also
extremely clinical.
That's why they applauded Kane at the end. It's because he was just world class.
Yeah.
You know,
this guy
and
is
unlucky to be not getting a hat trick. He's been subbed 5 times now, the past couple of months, where he's on 2 goals and there's 10 minutes left.
Incredible stat. The whole August September thing, though,
just you know,
yeah, his September stat is you know, one of
and
those.
He got two in Europe.
Yeah, I mean, this month Messi scored, I think, one month last season, 17 goals, something. Kane was up to 13, yeah. 14.
And Sissoko getting a goal as well.
Yeah, but Sissoko has
improved, right?
I mean, he's definitely part of the squad. I see no quarrels with him playing. Found a place for him in the team, central midfield, not in the wings. I prefer him defense central midfield next to Dier or Wanyama or some player like that. I think he's improved vastly. He looks good in this team. And he's still not the first choice or anything. But, you know, he's an option now. He wants to leave. But as I said, I mean, for us, the best thing is not tactically. Poch is just amazing at player development. It's just there's no other thing. There's no other way to look at it. Every player that he leaves, they go down. I mean, look at Schneider and Everton. I had this long thing with you with writing every player at Everton, how what the shit. Schneider, I wrote, he was only good under Poch. He was only good under Poch. He came to Southampton. Before that, not a great player. Came there, was amazing under Poch. He left, bad season Southampton, went to United, shit there, went to Everton, shit there. I mean, he's just amazing in bringing some players through.
I just, Poch was, what we can hope for when we play these big sides as well is we might get the Champions League hangover, you know.
Yeah.
They arrived late back, you know, kind of after the game. I think they had a special flight. They got back early Friday morning, and you're like, who knows? You know, that you're playing early Saturday morning. We might get them. But when they're at that level, we can't compete. We will not beat a side like that.
And for Spurs, you know? I think the people don't realize that our team in the squad depth, it doesn't look stronger further, but it is so much stronger in depth, our team now. That we rotated in the Champions League, it doesn't look like it's the shitty team. I mean, we can rotate quite a lot of players. Winks come in now. He's definitely a full-grown player now. Own product. Last season was his first kind of coming in. Now he's a complete. He's a team member. Sissoko is there as well. Davinson Sanchez, great buy. It looks like a snip at even at 40 million. It looks like they really knew what the fuck they were doing. That is a quality.
So if you guys play all your matches away, you could win the title.
Oh, it's amazing. Our away record is crazy. I mean, we look like a world-class team when we play away. Yeah. It looks like we're going to smash anyone who comes in our way because we've been smashing teams right and forth the past couple of weeks.
You were a bit diva when you dropped points at Burnley or Swansea.
Oh, disaster. Still, that's going to haunt us at the end of the season.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
It is.
I think the ones that you're going to have to do is what we're talking about. Milan is you have to beat those sides now that are going to be above you or around
the Manchester
you.
Teams, the Liverpools.
You know?
Well,
I think
that's where the big test is going to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Then, you know.
Yeah, because the lower teams, the stat is Poch has played, I think, in Spurs 20 times against newly promoted teams. 19 wins, one draw.
Yeah, you see.
So
it's the big games in England as well.
There's
a big separation between top six clubs and the rest of the
league. Do you think more so in Italy?
No, more in England. There's stats on that as well.
The top six, the difference of top six and rest are bigger
in England than in anywhere.
But it comes earlier in Spain. That's the top three.
Yeah,
exactly.
Italy and Germany are basically the closest leagues, except of Juventus the last years, but now you're coming...
No, not at all.
You
have the same winner the past 5 years in Germany.
No, but you know,
Italy.
overall, top six, like you see.
So
anyone can beat anyone. That's not the case in Italy. In England. Actually, Niva wrote a really
interesting
article about
this. Yeah, but the funny thing, I mean, this is the argument. The argument is that Germany and Italy are the one that's the tightest league, but that's the only leagues in Europe the past 6 years that have had the same winners. So
yeah, but it's
opposite.
But come on, looking at 20 teams, not three teams.
But you know,
like of course,
I just think the expectancy of these top six teams, and this is where to me, maybe people got a bit rose tinted with their glasses was with Everton.
Yeah,
because they invested. It looked like,
yeah.
And then you thought, well, when they play these teams, they're going to win.
Yeah,
and they're losing. I think Koeman's in a lot of trouble.
No, but for me, that's
Koeman is gone.
To be honest, I would say.
I mean, especially with this international break, I think people.
I'm telling you for sure now, there is no way that he is going to stay in that job because he made five changes to Burnley. Just to make some changes, and it looks even worse. There is no way he's staying. He has no idea what's going on. the transfers they did in the summer, as we said early on, that this is it's just random buys. There's no fucking team building here. He's playing players out of position. I mean, Calvin played literally left wing back 2 games ago. What the fuck are you doing? Mm. He's a striker. Why is he playing on a wing back? Because he has no speed in that team. There's nobody quick player in there. Oh, it looks static. He puts in Omar Nias just to get some energy. There was a reason try to sell him for a year. He's not good enough.
So
they're going down. I mean, he's going. He's
so
going.
The sack race. You think Koeman out of the Premier League? Do you think anyone's going to lose their job in the international?
Koeman. No, maybe Koeman. Bilic is safe for me. He's safe. You know, it's similar to last season.
He's safe at the moment. Yeah, I agree. He's safe at the moment.
Like Everton, Koeman, he's in the shitter right now. Like, if you can't even take a point against Burnley. And, you know, of course, you could argue for that Everton maybe deserved more. But still, you know, losing at home to Burnley after this start, you know, the patience got... It's
a bit funny with Burnley, though. They have the exact opposite going on. The last season, they couldn't pick a point away from home. Yeah. And now they're amazing away
from
home.
They're sixth or seventh in the league right now.
Yeah, but they started well last season.
But I saw some quite nice... I don't understand when people are filming when the game's on, but this guy was filming, and when they scored, a guy kind of... He jumped up and fell through the barriers. And they arrested him and took him away.
They had that in France. They had to abandon the game. For a section of the crowd.
No, but it was just one guy just kind of accidentally fell over and he didn't even go on the pitch. I just thought, you unlucky bugger.
It's funny, you always hate people bringing out the camera during games. I know you said this a lot of times, so I understand you. But I don't know anyone else that see as many clips as people that actually filmed from the games. So you don't understand it, but you love it.
And I hate when people go to concerts and film, but I watch all the U2 stuff filmed from mobile phone footage.
I was just thinking about it because you always say that. I hate when people, you start the story always like, I hate when people do this. I mean, it was amazing when I saw it. It's like, but you loved it though.
And like when, you know, like people send you dick pics, I hate it. But when I get them, I love seeing them. I love seeing them.
I had a thing. I actually asked a few girls that, do you get dick pics? It's like, yeah, it happens and stuff on like Snapchat or whatever. I was like, is it always impressive? Because
okay,
for
this
me,
is...
But for me, it should always be impressive, right? I mean, it's not like somebody's like, oh, I've got the worst. I've shamed my wiener. I'm going to send this to everyone. Yeah, you would think they would be somebody like, oh, man, this is the only thing I have in life. I'm going to send this picture to everybody. But apparently it's not the case. Which surprises me a lot.
Yeah, I think a lot of people just don't have any chill with it. It just
exactly.
The photo.
Yeah.
What I would do, I'd get one of those little Coke bottles, you know,
exactly,
and just have that next to it.
So it looks like wow.
Wow, and you're like, yeah, that's a big.
I'll take a really small person. Take a picture.
All right. So I'm off to New York.
Yeah.
New York.
You're leaving today, right?
Two sold out shows, yeah.
How the hell do they get sold in New York, man? That's pretty impressive.
Well, they were like, yeah, it's going, that's quite good. Is there any Swedes coming? And I've looked at all the names of it's all like Helgeson, Ligason, you know, so it
must be great for them.
Ligason?
Ligason,
yeah. What the fuck is Ligason? Ligason. That's actually a prostitute.
Fuckerson.
Used to play with.
You're calling somebody Fuckerson in Swedish.
So I'm there, and then we're there. We're back next week. But it's the World Cup, the qualifiers.
Yeah.
We
Sweden against Luxembourg should be 3 points, but, you know, it's still tied in that
It's Luxembourg. You don't know anymore.
No, that's true. Also, France playing Bulgaria away. Hopefully, Bulgaria can take something out of that.
You like Bulgaria, if I remember correctly. You said
no. I like Sweden. That's why I want Bulgaria to take points from France.
I saw an interesting stat with England.
Yeah.
That if they win on Thursday, they qualify.
Yeah.
But they have not won a group game. They have not won a game in normal play since like the. I think they won one in the 80s.
Who are you talking about?
England.
All right.
In the actual World Cup tournament. They beat Paraguay 3-0. Lineker scored.
Yeah.
And they beat Poland. They won a couple in the 80s.
Yeah.
or maybe one, but they just, their record in the tournament is absolutely baffling, actually, yeah. because they haven't, they just haven't won any games in any tournaments. They missed 94, you know? It's, yeah. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
I've got no stats to back this up.
No.
But a lot of it's amazing.
Is this a note from Ancelotti?
Yeah, you got a note. England's not been won, done the World
England
Cup.
England hasn't won a game in the World. Maybe that's true. I don't remember.
Maybe the
game.
Photo of Adair would be with Ancelotti because he's quite small. Thanks
he's
for...
He's not small at all. He's huge.
He's tiny.
Wow.
He's not tiny.
Who are you talking about?
Ancelotti.
Yours or... Oh, yeah. So thank you for listening. You got any DJ gigs?
No, nothing. No,
you're off. You're just in the studio now.
Yep.
Excellent. What are you doing? Laying down some
anal cords.
No, you're laying down some steel or?
Yeah. Laying down some steel. What does that mean?
Okay. If you don't know, that's cool. You? Adil?
No, I'm doing TS Knoss today.
The podcast.
The podcast. And I'm doing the ELAR podcast tomorrow. And then I'm doing, actually, if there's English-speaking people in Sweden, I'm doing Södra Sällskapet, like in... I'm doing it again, I did it the weekend, but I'm doing a Monday night, English night headlining in like 10 days as well.
Okay,
so
cool.
People look for that. I'll send it out if somebody wants to go.
Perfecto.
Chris
amigos.
Rock tonight. I'll see you there, guys, if you're going.
No, it's fucking...
Wow, shit. Wow.
You're right.
Okay. No, you're right.
Fuck
Chris
son.
Rock, he's got 3 support acts. Quite amazed
yeah,
by that.
Really?
Yeah.
3
yeah.
support.
We've got Harry. Do you remember that guy? Harry Kondo-Labari. And then Michelle Wolf. And another guy. But it's like 3 support acts.
Well, Kevin Hart did something similar. It was like 2 or 3.
So it's like a pre show, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like hype.
See you tonight, guys. Chris Rock.
Wow.
What the hell just happened?
Is he here? Was that a special message from him?
Yeah, yeah.
Was that like a really small person?
See you tonight.
See you tonight.
Okay. I did watch some on Netflix, the Deaf Comedy Jam,
yeah,
the 25th.
Yeah.
Oh, hilarious.
Hilarious.
You see how good Chappelle is as well.
Yep.
And that guy, Steve, who hosts like Wheel of Fortune over there.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That guy, he's always on the memes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. He's
he comes out and goes,
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey goes like, you can't, my career's different now, guys. I can't do any cussing, no cussing.
Yeah.
He goes, come on, motherfuckers. Like, that's really good. So thank you, Chris Rock, for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks.
And leaving us a message. See you tonight, Chris.